At this time of day? One moment, please. What could I... Oh. Oh my. Are you all right? What happened to you? Lost. That's horrible. Are you hurt? Ah, well, that's good at least. How did you get lost all the way out here? The nearest village is rather far away. A hunter. You... And you got lost how? Chase a deer all the way out here. You know, I've heard of a hunter losing track of their prey. Never of a hunter getting lost doing it. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I shouldn't laugh. You must be in quite some distress. Come in, please. You can tell me more about what happened once we're inside. You must be hungry and quite cold. You can find your way back in the morning. In fact, I'll help you. I know these woods quite well. Oh, please, don't be a fool. You don't even know how lost you are. How are you going to find your way out here with simple directions? I'll be your guide tomorrow, but you must stay the night. It would be very dangerous for you to leave now. There are predators more capable than yourself, Hunter. Good. Stubbornness is not a trait that I like. Come in, then. Sit down. Make yourself at home by the fireplace on whichever of the chairs. Take your pick. What is it with you? You're shivering and still trying to be reserved. I've already said that I'd take care of you, so do as I say and sit down. While you settle down, let me see if I can get you some food and drink. You won't refuse, right? Good. Nothing like good food to warm you up. Are you enjoying the sights of my living room? There really isn't much to see. Oh? You think so? I guess you could say that I used to be somewhat important, but even the most extravagant life can be tiring at times. That's why I've come out here. Well, some might think it's strange for a lady to live alone in the middle of the woods, but I do get visitors from time to time. The woods provide me with the chance to do the things I like, quietly and alone. Speaking of which, I've cooked something for you. Well, for me, actually, but you came at a good time, so I'll share. I do hope you'll find this to your liking, but I've come to find that most people don't have a taste for it. Boar meat, cooked slowly, drowned in sweet syrup. One of my favorite vices. Oh, good! You enjoy it! I'm quite glad to have someone to share with. Truth be told, I would have done better had I known there would be a guest coming, but I suppose we shouldn't be so picky. Do take your time with the meal, though. I certainly do. After all, we need time to properly appreciate its flavor. Tell me, Hunter. For you to have chased your prey so deep into the woods, you lost your own way. You must be very dedicated. Then this must be quite embarrassing for you. No, I'm not saying that to embarrass you. It's that I too am a hunter. The boar you're enjoying, naturally I caught that. I'm not one to track my prey, though. I find that all too difficult. Instead, I like to lay a trap, and within the trap I'll place something wonderful. My prey finds their way to me. I hardly have to lift a finger. Perhaps you should think about that. It would save you a lot of trouble. Oh, I'd almost forgotten. I made you some tea. from red root. It's very relaxing, and I've added a helping of honey, too. It's a little bitter, after all. You must be horribly stressed after getting lost. This will help your nerves. If you aren't relaxed already, that is. Drink. That's it. Take your time. Now, I'll leave you to finish your food and drink. Let me go prepare a bed for you. You'll have to sleep well if you're to make a long journey tomorrow. What's that? You feel lethargic? Well, that isn't so unusual, is it? You've eaten quite a lot, and you must be tired from all the tasks of the day. Shall we get you to bed, then? One step at a time. You wouldn't want to fall. Come now. You can support yourself with me. Put your arm over my shoulder. Am I cold? That's just how I am. But I have been so very warm to you. Have I not? Human, why are you eyeing the door? It couldn't be that you want to leave already. Has my hospitality not been good enough for you? But I thought I took such good care of you, human. You wouldn't dare dine and dash, would you? I think you owe me a little something for all the tender care I've given you. Let's keep going. The bedroom is just ahead. Oh, don't you dare try and push me away. You can hardly stand on your own right now. This will be more pleasant for the both of us if you just stop resisting. Even if you run out that door, how far will you make it before you step into one of my snares? I've told you, I'm not one to track my prey myself, but even I fancy a game of cat and mouse every now and again. You're having trouble moving, aren't you? Oh, must be the tea. I might have put something inside. Oh, it's too bad. I guess I'll have to carry you. But don't worry, I'll be very gentle. I've been nothing but gentle thus far, haven't I? Oh, you still have the strength to squirm. I suggest you save your strength. You'll need it in the morning, after all. Why waste it here? Let's just lay you down on the bed. There we go. You look ravishing, human. Oh, please. Don't whimper like that. Your fear is wholly misplaced, I assure you. But where are my manners? I think I owe you an apology and a proper introduction. I am the Countess. A vampire. A very powerful vampire. In truth, I am far past the need for blood to live. But blood is such a fine delicacy. I must let myself indulge just from time to time. Let me join you in bed. Oh, you're shivering from fear. I never meant to scare you. Come here. I'll prove it. Just relax. This won't be painful at all. This can be very pleasurable. Your eyes. They tell me that you don't believe me. But I could have drained you dry when we first met, as many a vampire might have done, but I would never do such a thing. I haven't lived with the nobility for many years now, but even so, I remember clearly the humans who threw themselves at our feet, just so that we might take their blood and give them the pleasure they so desperately wanted, they needed. Nobles and peasants and soldiers and kings, everyone wants a second bite. So, naturally, I grew quite selective. Why should I accept any less than the best? Especially when so much is available. Here in the woods, humans are few and far between. Fewer still capture my interest, but you, my dear, the scent of your blood would be enough to drive a lesser vampire mad with desire. I am so tantalizingly close to my prize. But I've already said I will accept nothing but the best. So let go of your fear and let me feast. I promise you that you shall enjoy it. It's inevitable. Why not surrender to this pleasure? You think that you can set terms with me? Oh, okay. Fine. Let's hear them then. Is that all? You want to return to your village? Oh, human, you lack ambition. But I can do that much. Is it a deal then? A bite for your safe return? Good. Then come closer, my human. How does my cool body feel against your warmth? How do my lips feel against your soft neck? Are you ready, human? Then I shall begin slowly. Oh, look at how you expose your neck to me. Do you want me to continue so badly? Your blood is intoxicating, human. And I may have only one bite. How selfish can you be, keeping such a thing to yourself? Oh, divine, truly divine. My body is warm, unfamiliar, yet quite pleasant. That is all thanks to you, human. Do you like how my body glows with your blood, with your warmth? What's wrong, human? It was but one bite. Are you feeling well? Oh, embarrassed. Why is that? You enjoyed it, didn't you? You enjoyed it just a little too much. It's just too bad I can't give you another. Why? Well, it was you who said one bite in exchange for your safe return to your village. And I am nothing if not a woman of my word. You still want more though, don't you? But I don't like leaving things halfway done. Then I will let you choose. Do you want to return to your village? Or do you want to stay with me? Do you want to be the hunter again? Or do you wish to be my prized prey? Do you wish that this never happened? Or do you want this dark pleasure? I won't force you, human. That is all on you. Good. Then from today on, you're mine. And I shall take such good care of you. Oh, you're shivering again. First from the cold, then from the fear, and now anticipation or excitement. Let me give you what you want. Let me take what belongs to me. Give yourself to the pleasure. Give yourself to me. I shall make you so very happy. Wonderful blood. I can't take any more now, Pat. That would be dangerous, and I will never put you in danger. Let me hold you with this burning body of mine. It's been a while since I felt such warmth. Sleep then, my dear. You must be truly exhausted. I promise. You will want for nothing. I will take care of your every need.